It's a very big day on Saturday, Coons, with our state combine happening at Mawson Lakes before the boys went off to Salisbury for a little 2K. Brenton Phillips, of course, is the sample head of talent. He was there. Sticks, good morning to you.
Hazy, how are you, mate?
Yeah, going very well, thanks, mates. Big day on Saturday. How did the boys go? Were you happy overall?
Yeah, look, I was pretty happy with the way it all played out, given that some of the athletes were varying in terms of where they completed their season. Some was a week prior and some probably 3 to 4 weeks back. So it's always hard when you're in that situation to actually run a form line through them.
How do they measure up to the rest of the nation in terms of those results?
Pretty hard to work that out at this given point in time that we had our testing on the Saturday. WA had their testing on the Sunday. The Victorians, poor people over in Victoria, didn't get anything away. There was a little bit of testing done with the Big Country lads a couple of weeks back, albeit it's virtually rained them out at the same time, so they've about a double whammy. And Big Metro, unfortunately, just have got nothing away to this point in time. So it's really hard to line them up nationally. But overall, South Australia's marks, I would have said, were pretty good. Leek Alier sort of surprised me a little bit in terms of his power and ability and his running capacity. A little bit slower on the 2K, but I thought he was very good. He was probably our standout performer.
Mate, yeah, we might chat about Alier in just a second, but Jason Horne-Francis, of course, everyone knows what's happening, how good he is. Limited testing on Saturday. How did he go? And I suppose his build-up to the next transition, how's it going in your eyes?
Yeah, look, his build-up to the next transition is pretty good. He's sitting pretty comfortable at the moment, highly touted, as everyone at this point in time, that he'd be the number one pick. That's not locked away, so there's still a little bit to happen before that all takes place on November the 24th. So, yeah, but he's going to be up there. I think I said on Saturday that, you know, for these lads, to be drafted is the main goal. To get drafted as number one's a bonus. So to get onto a list is very difficult. To stay on a list is extremely hard. So we just wish him all the best.
You've seen a fair amount of talent float through the South Australian pathways, Brenton. Where do you rank him in terms of his ability playing his footy so far?
Just behind you there, Adam. So
lofty heights.
Exactly. Look, to be fair, yeah, he's a super talented young man. You played sample footy at a young age yourself, so you understand the nature of our competition is very contested. It's very combative. And he's acquitted himself nicely once he's come into the senior footy, and he just continues to improve and gets better and better each time we see him play. And, you know, he looks at home playing the game against men, so I can see him slotting in and playing a number of games at AFL level next year.
Sticks, Coons revealed to us earlier that his preparation just before he got himself drafted was to really, really submerge himself amongst the people, and that was, you know, going to the Grand on a Sunday night or going to whatever establishment he could get himself into. I feel like maybe that's not the same sort of preparation that Jason's going.
I think we've come a long way since dark old ages of that type of operation. So, look, these are all professional young men. It's a privilege to take these men away, that when we go on interstate trips, the professionalism that they display and their wanted needs to get better is highlighted, and they're just sponges. They soak up information. They want to get better. They want to be give themselves every opportunity to be the best they possibly can. So, they're outstanding young men.
You briefly mentioned Leek Alier before, but can you just go a bit more in depth about some of his testing? He's got some hops. He had some horrific injuries, but still hasn't lost his leap.
No, he hasn't lost his leap. So he was our best vertical jump. So he jumped 75 as a vertical standing vertical jump, and then both his running jumps were outstanding. He was over 100 in his left foot running jump and 90 in his right foot running jump. So, you know, his ability, that which translates to power, I suppose that's what you say. So it translates to power. So his power, it was really good. So, yeah, he was impressive. He had a horrific leg injury, probably going back 3-4 years ago, which held him back a little bit. He was coming through some of the next generation programs. Had a horrific injury at Elizabeth and one day, and that set him back a good 12 months, I would have said, if not 18 months. So there was a little bit of delving into his medical background. So a lot of the clubs were really interested to find out a lot about his medical background and how the operation went. And so they dived real deep into that.
And what about the, you mentioned his 2K time trial. Is that the area of his game that he needs to work on the most, that endurance side?
Oh, look, I think so, yeah. To be fair, once again, coming off limited preparation, probably hadn't played for 3-4 weeks, so probably showed up a little bit. 2K time trial, I think a tank can be built. Power is a little bit difficult, but I think a tank can be built over a number of pre-seasons. So I don't read a lot into the 2K time trial, to be honest. I just think with the way that the professional athletes goes these days, you can build a tank. So you've got plenty of people in AFL environments that will help you get better in that area. So it's not a concern of mine.
Should we expect the same go on the 24th sticks? I mean, how much interest has he had?
Oh, look, they don't tell me how much interest he's had. He's had interest because he's turned up at the AFL Combine. So yep. There's clearly 3 to 5 clubs that have been interested in him along the way. So there's a lot of people looking for tall defenders, and he fits that bill at this point in time.
We love a mature age prospect. Luke Beacon, for a premiership player for the Eagles. How'd he go?
Yeah, look, he was really good. Poor fella had the best and fairest the night before, so he was sitting on waters all night and trying to get ready for the testing the next day. So, look, he's come on. So, once again, I'll refer back to the sample competition, and it provides a pathway. Luke came through our under-18s program and didn't get a look in as such there, but was able to put his nose down and really work hard. And I think, if memory serves me right, I wouldn't mind betting he's played 3 premierships in 3 years with the Eagles, where he's played an under-18s premiership, a reserves premiership, and now a league premiership. So I'm sure there's too many people would have done that over the course of their career. So clearly involved in really good programs. Clearly he can rise to the next level. And, I thought he tested quite well.
Draft him now, because wherever he goes, success follows. So was there anyone else that stood out that we need to know about?
Yeah, look, Alistair Lord, I thought he was very good with all his testings. His agility was really good. His 20-metre sprints was okay. Harvey Harrison was another one that really shone out in terms of speed. He recorded a 2.84 over 20 metres. So that's quite impressive. Jordan Lukacs, once again, he's a 198, 199 ruckman forward, and he ran a 2.98 20 metre sprint. He's got a Fijian background, so he's got a little bit of Nick Natnui about him, just in terms of what he looks like. So he was quite impressive. And Shay Linky, he ran a 6.22 in our 2K time trial. So that's a pretty impressive score line there.
Sticks, a couple of names with some very important or famous pedigree, and that is Jace Burgoyne and Asai Wangilinan-Millara. We're expecting those boys to sort of go. And in particular, a lot of Port Adelaide supporters are, I suppose, just asking a question about Jace Burgoyne and what you think he could potentially do next year.
Yeah, look, I had a bit to do with Peter when he came through as a young lad. He just reminds me so much of Peter, just the way he moves. Very similar at the same age. So, I think Jace has got a really bright future. In terms of where he goes, I think there's still a little bit of negotiation between him and Port Adelaide over the father-son and whether he will nominate for that. So him and his family will need to work through them issues. But I expect him to, definitely be taken throughout that draft process. Nazaya Wanganeen-Millara, he's an excitement machine. I like this one. He's a real excitement machine. Played a little bit of league football this year with Glenelg, so it's pretty hard to break into a side that's winning consistently. So he was first class, a really nice, smooth-moving wingman. One of those people that can stand people up. He, you know, he goes to kick it, and then he pulls the ball back off his foot and turns you inside out, and away he goes. So, yeah, he's another excitement machine that we expect to go. And I always thought, if not first round, definitely second round.
So not a lot of footy over here in Victoria again for the second consecutive season. How much of an advantage is it that there's been footy in South Australia and Western Australia? Do you think we could see more SA talent drafted purely because recruiters have had eyes on them?
I would have thought in the back end of the draft, Adam, that's probably where it's going to come. If I look at the paper this morning over here, I think it's Jay Clark did something in the top 10, and I noticed that 8 of the top 10 were Victorians. So it clearly hasn't dented the top end of the draft. To be fair, we wouldn't want it to go past another year. There's if there was no football played in Victoria again next year, we start to run out of data. So most of these kids come through the state and or the National 16s program, say, 3 years ago. So if we now get past this period of time when we haven't had any of that state 16s program up and running, the data below us start to run out. So I think we need some state footy next year. Otherwise, there's going to be some mad scrambling at the end of next year.
Mm. Sticks, appreciate your time this morning, mate. It's an exciting time of the year, and we appreciate all your hard work. And looking forward to the draft and seeing a bunch of young South Australians get an opportunity.
Thanks, chaps. Good on you.
Brendan Phillips, Sample Head of Talent, joining us there. And just put a line through the old Adam Cooney method of preparing for the draft, and that is to be really submerge yourself amongst the people.
Yeah, look, I mean, it probably is sound advice when you hear it. Yeah. I wish I'd got that advice myself. It does make sense, isn't it? When you go into an AFL club, probably best you keep yourself fit and ready for pre-season.